Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Support WrestleTalk.
Give us a subscribe.
Hey, everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff here.
This is Rich Swann.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it, bro.
Support Ollie. Support Luke. Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Home of Luke Owen. Whatever WrestleTalk is and whoever Luke Owen is. Quote the Raven. Nevermore.
WrestleTalk Rumble. Now and live.
Hello and welcome to the WrestleTalk podcast. My name is Luke Owen and this is a special bonus episode as we were lucky enough to chat with some of the WWE superstars on WWE's moving day to BT Sports. Laurie and I were on the big bus chatting with Nikki Cross and Sheamus and it was proper freezing cold. I think you can actually hear how cold it is in audio format. Sheamus talked about his return to the ring recently and his aspirations for 2020. Nikki Cross spoke about her time with Sanity, why they didn't get over on the main roster, working with Alexa Bliss, her hopes for NXT UK and more. But we're going to kick things off with Sheamus, where maybe we'll rogue kick things off with Sheamus. All right, Sheamus, thank you very much for joining us on top of this freezing bus as we go through central London.
Can't be anything more than less than minus five right now. I mean, there's no better way to, you know, celebrate stuff, celebrate WWE on BT than put you on an open top bus in January, you know?
Well, at least you're dressed for the occasion and a very stylish dress as well.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
But congratulations on your return to the rink.
Thanks. The ice rink. That's what it feels like right now. It feels like I'm on an ice rink. Is that what you said, rink or ring?
Rink.
Yeah, rink.
No, ring with a G.
Oh, okay.
It's just my terrible non-specific accent.
It's all right. No, thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a while off, you know. It's been a long time, but I actually haven't technically come back to the ring yet. I've just been doing, I mean, I did bro kick Shorty G, but I've just been doing a lot of backstage stuff. So technically, I haven't actually got back in the ring, but I appreciate the gesture and the thoughts behind that gesture.
How was your road to recovery? I'd imagine it was pretty tough going on you.
Yeah, you know, listen, I bust my ass since I've been off. Once I got cleared and everything to, you know, start getting back in the gym properly and getting stuck in the gym, I've been doing like two or three workouts a day. Faster cardio for 30 minutes every morning. And then I'll eat and then I'll go back and train later. I've been kickboxing. With former kickboxing world champion Bernard Robinson at least twice, three times a week. And I just got my diet right, you know. And I went back, and I also went back with Dr. Tom Pritchard, who was my original coach at Florida Championship Wrestling, who's now in Knoxville. I'm being in the ring with him as well. So, I've just really given everything I possibly have to this return. And I didn't want to leave room for, like, excuses, you know. That's been my main goal.
So you've been a tag team guy for the last couple of years with Cesaro, the fantastic team you were with the bar. But now you're coming back as a single star. Are you excited for another singles run?
Well, I just have I've unfinished business, you know. The Intercontinental Championship is something I want to win. And Cesaro will make fun of me all the time about it, as he was when we were tagging together. But that's the one title I have left to win. And, you know, it's the top of the list for 2020. So I don't care who has it. I want it.
So that's your big goal for 2020. It's just the IC belt, or do you want to get the Universal Championship as well?
Well, the thing for me is, like, people go, new titles will come along all the time. But the thing is, when I started, there was two world titles. It was WWE Championship and then the World Heavyweight Championship. I want both of them. So the Intercontinental to me is the only title that's missing for me. Everything else is a bonus, mate. But until I get that, that's what I want right now. Once I get that done, then I'm going to start looking at other targets.
Speaking of other targets, segue. NXT UK is...
when I got that belt under my belt, you know, but I didn't want to go there, but
you went there.
So NXT UK has been doing a lot of great stuff, and it's going to be on BT Sports as well. Is there anyone on there that you've kind of got, you know, on a hit list that you'd like to get in the rink and the ring with?
I'm a big fan of Wolfgang. I think Wolfgang is great. Wolfgang, Joe Coffey, those lads. I actually wrestled Wolfgang when he was like just a kid. I was in my mid-20s. He was like, I don't know, maybe 19 or something, 20. But always a great potential. And he's just great now, man. He's come into his own, you know. He's a phenomenal in-ring performer. For someone his size, the way he moves, the way he does is great. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on your in-ring return. Congratulations for WWE on BT Sport as well. It's going to be a really great time for it.
Yeah, you know, like, BT Sport are very, very excited about having WWE on their show, as you just said about WWE UK, NXT UK. And it's great, you know, that's just the way the company's going. Bigger, better, bolder, just moving in strides everywhere. So, you know, a massive deal for Fox in the US, and then, of course, now BT Sport here. It's just... The future's looking great, mate.
Looking great indeed.
Better in this weather, but
I was going to end that off with saying you're looking great, but you cut me off with my appraisal there.
get Vince on this bus. Give Vince McMahon a call. Tell him it's great. Come on. Share the warm weather. You're already warming this weather here.
Well, Nikki Cross, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you for having me.
And
WWE on BT Sport.
So exciting. And I think the BT Sport is going to be such a... I'm looking forward to seeing how the relationship develops even further, because already BT Sport have really, you know, shouted from the rooftops at WWE and the UK and Ireland. And I think BT Sport has been wonderful to us so far. And I'm very, very excited for the future with BT Sport.
Well, a quick question to kick us off. Would you rather fight one Brock Lesnar-sized chicken or 100 chicken-sized Brock Lesnars?
100 chicken-sized Brock Lesnars.
Why?
I think it just sounds funny. I just think it sounds like a challenge. I think it would help me work on my speed and agility, which is very, very important as a performer. So yeah, I'll go, 100 rock size chickens.
I'm going to hope you're a bit like me in this situation, but do you miss sanity as much as I do?
It was hard for me to miss them because, you know, for sanity, and I was saying this in previous interview, you know, for sanity, the bond that we shared and the, you know, that friendship and that weird dysfunctional family that you guys witnessed all that time in NXT, that was off screen as well. You know, Eric Young was like my, you know, like crazy dad, and Alexander Wolf was like, you know, my big brother, my, you know, best friend. And, you know, obviously me and Kelly and Dame, you know, we're in real life, we're married, you know. Me and Dame have been together for about 12 years now. So for me, we still keep in touch with these guys. Obviously, I still see my husband. You know, so for me, it was such an amazing period in my life, and I love looking back on it because I was really fortunate to learn from these three wonderful guys that have such a wealth of knowledge in this business, and they really taught me a lot. So I look back at that time in NXT where, you know, Sanity, we had a great run on NXT, and nothing and no one can take that away, that we had a great run on NXT and we had an emotional connection to the fans. And for me, like, I'll always treasure that, and I just learned so much, and it was such a great period in my life.
Why don't you think that the act really worked on the main roster, or do you not think they were given a fair enough shot? Obviously, you didn't actually get to be really part of the group on the main roster.
I think everything happens for a reason, and for me, I think you can wonder what might have been or what could have been, but at the end of the day, like, it was, when you look at what we're all doing now, me on SmackDown, Eric Young on Raw, Alexander Wolf in NXT UK, and Killian Dane in NXT, you know, there wasn't a fifth member to go to 205, you know, when you look at what the four of us are doing right now, and I think it was a very, it kind of gives you that chip on your shoulder, which I think is a great thing. When I say chip on the shoulder, I mean it as a positive thing, because it really, you're kind of like, okay, all right, I'll show them. Like, and it gives you that, like, all right, okay. Like, and it's, for me, it, like, everything happens for a reason, and we all learned some really important lessons, and I think it made us stronger, and it made us better, and I think it made us really, it really drove us forward and going forward, and I think you see that. I think we're all doing our own thing, and we're all doing such an amazing job, and so we can take the lessons that we learned, and, you know, in future you can see us apply that. And for me, like I said, it was such an amazing time, but I do think everything happens for a reason.
It led you to Alexa Bliss.
It led me to Alexa Bliss in a women's tag team championship, match. But like I said, I don't think, sometimes things don't work out the way you think they're going to work out, and that's completely fine, because then you know what you're fighting for.
Do you really like coffee?
I love coffee. I actually just told a really funny story.
Please tell it again.
For the New Year's resolution, I am cutting down on coffee. One cup a day. Either one big cup or two small cups in the morning. Purely because I just had to. I really just had to. Like, I was drinking way too much coffee. And
that Alexa Bliss, what a heel.
So the 19th of December was my day where I made the change, and now I've been drinking a lot more herbal teas, some green tea, some peppermint tea. I had a summer fruits tea from Cafe Nero. So it was just wonderful tea. So I feel better, I feel healthier, I feel great, like my skin is great. But I'll still have my one cup of coffee a day. You know, when I'm not in the ring, I'm studying, I'm trying to get my master's right now in history at Edinburgh University. So I need my coffee. I still need my coffee. I just don't need 20 cups a day.
Is that just general history, or is there a specific period of history?
General history right now, and then I want to develop and study and focus in more on women's history specifically, gender studies. So yeah.
Well, NXT UK is also coming to BT Sports. Yes. Now, you have got a lot of experience with a lot of the girls that are in the NXT UK, Toni Storm, Kaylee Ray, I was going to say Piper then, Piper Niven.
I've been doing it today too. I just can't help it. Piper Niven.
Piper Niven. So, is there anyone that on there that you would like to see up on SmackDown with the rest of you? That, kind of like, that's your hit list of who you'd like to see really break out into the main roster?
I think all of them would add something different, because the guys and girls of NXT UK, all of them have such unique qualities. They all offer that little something different. Like, they just offer, they don't offer what this other person offers, but that other person offers something else different. So, like, I think that you could put any one of those girls, any one of those guys, any one of those tag teams in, it would add something to the show, and it would be a different mix into the, a different flavour into the mix, I should say. So for me, like, I think any one of them, all of them have such unique qualities, and it'd be really what you're looking to add, you know. But all of them are supremely talented, and I love the recognition that they're getting, because they deserve it. They've worked they've worked their arses off for years. So I'm very happy that they're getting the opportunity.
I interviewed, I nearly said it again, Piper Niven a few years ago when she was doing WOS, and she's one of the nicest people I've ever interviewed in my life. So I've always been pulling for her to get like a real big push.
Well and truly. So again, me and Piper Niven started 1 week apart. We started the same wrestling school, Scottish Wrestling Alliance, which is now Source Wrestling, based in Pollockshaws, Glasgow now. And we started 1 week apart, and we grew up together in this business. Like, learned a lot of lessons together, made a lot of mistakes together, made, you know, we wanted to always push ourselves, get better, just become the best wrestlers, best performers we could be. So to see her get that type of recognition is so heartwarming, because she truly deserves it. You know, as you said, like, you know, you've met her, and I'm just glad to see that, very glad to see that.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Good luck in the Royal Rumble.
Thank you. I'm going to win it. You're going to win the full thing.
Is that okay? Is that an exclusive? You're winning it.
I don't know. I don't care what number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 25, 24, 23. I'm winning that Royal Rumble.
We actually heard a rumour that Paige was going to be in the Rumble, but this time, because of her injuries, she's going to be played by Florence Pugh, and actually Florence Pugh is just going to play Paige moving forward now.
I absolutely, you know, and I actually have. It's been great because Paige is on this media day with us, and you know, I really just want to take the chance to say, like, I think Paige is such an inspiration for us, because I don't think people, you know, people forget too. Like, she, so when I was breaking into the business in 2008-2009, and then she got signed a couple of years later, that was such a big deal, because we hadn't seen a lot of British girls be signed. I think before then there'd been
I know who exactly you're thinking of as well.
Kaylee.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and she's great too. So it's just, you know, Paige was the first girl in a long time to get signed from Britain. And it was so inspirational, because it was like, oh, okay. Like, it paved the way. And, like, she paved the way for a lot of women, including myself. So that's the, it's funny, because I got asked who my dream match would be with someone who was retired. And I always said, I'm like, Paige, that would be my dream match. You know, so I don't know, she's just great, and I just wanted to take the time to say that.
Thank you to BT Sport for setting up this event and for inviting us to the after party, where we got to meet Kurt Angle, Paige, Ilya Dragunov, Mustache Mountain, and many more. It was a wicked night. I'm sure you've heard us talk about it to death on previous episodes of this podcast. And our thanks go out to Seamus and Nikki Cross for doing the interviews. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the Raw review, and on Wednesday with our predictions for the Royal Rumble. Then there'll be the usual NXT and AEW reviews on Thursday, the magazine show on Friday, and, if Ollie will allow it, a full review of Worlds Collide on Sunday before we watch the Rumble. And of course, there's the SmackDown review on the Saturday. So there's a packed bumper week for the podcast. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your pets. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Give us a subscribe. Take care. I love you. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.